50% off today. Your family history understood. Offer ends 21st of April. Terms and conditions apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock, MPs have been told Heathrow was warned about power supply in the days before its closure last month. More than 270,000 passenger journeys were disrupted when a fire at a nearby substation caused a power outage. Nigel Wicken, who speaks for airlines, says he raised concerns when wire theft knocked out runway lines.
That obviously made me concerned, and as such I'd raised the point that I wanted to understand better the overall resilience of the airport. Clearly, Heathrow is a very significant hub operation.
He also claims services could have resumed sooner after the fire, although the airport says safety could have been put at risk. The Prime Minister claims the UK will take a calm, pragmatic approach to Donald Trump's tariffs. The US President is expected to put taxes on US imports from around the world from tonight. Alan Beattie from the Financial Times told us no one really knows what to expect, and that includes Donald Trump.
He's got a bunch of competing, I mean, I don't know if you can really call them ideas, he's got a bunch of competing prejudices. He has a bunch of advisors around him who all think different things. And, you know, I think it could be literally in the hour or two before the announcement when he finally decides what it is he's going to announce.
Israel's announced it's expanding its military operation in Gaza to seize large areas. It's warning residents in the territory to prepare for new evacuation orders. New research suggests the number of jobs being advertised has fallen since the last budget. It's being partly put down to businesses cutting back on hiring in anticipation of higher costs, including national insurance. Sunny conditions helped solar power generate a new record high of more than 12.5 gigawatts of electricity yesterday. The power, which is equivalent to around four new nuclear power plants, was generated between 12:30 and 1 p.m. And with sunny conditions continuing, there's potential for the new record to be broken again later this week. The weather forecast, it is a dry afternoon with plenty of sunshine. Breezy in England and Wales and a high of 18. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
It is time for our Hall of Fame triple bill this afternoon. Three entries for Vivaldi, all of them fallers, including his Gloria.
Anne-Marie Minhall
on Classic FM.
Gloria, Gloria,
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Jurassic Park, the dinosaur classic, music by John Williams, and it was the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra under Gustavo Dudamel. At number 45, a little climb of two places last year for that particular film soundtrack, and one of seven entries for Williams. And we started your three at three this afternoon from the Classic FM Hall of Fame with Vivaldi and the Gloria in D, Gloria in Excelsis Deo, and Renato Alessandrini joining up with Concerto Italiano. Last year, a big, big drop of 47 places for the Trumpet Concerto of Haydn to 290. Will it survive the top 300 this year?
Thank you.
Hope that that does not disappear from the Classic FM Hall of Fame in a few weeks' time when we unveil your brand new chart across the Easter weekend. From Haydn, the Trumpets Concerto, part of which performed by Sergei Nakarikov together with the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra. 17 minutes past three. Also, in just a few weeks, we will be raising the roof of the Royal Albert Hall for Classic FM Live, an evening celebrating the greatest film music. The date is the 24th of April. And of course, we'd love you to be there with us. So we're giving you the chance to win a pair of tickets every day next week. On the night, music from Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, and much, much more, along with 800 notes, £800 for travel and accommodation to help make your visit extra special. All thanks to Viking, helping you to explore the world in comfort. To be in with a chance of winning, just need to listen to Alexander Armstrong every morning next week from 10 on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Absolutely adore that piece by George Gershwin called Embraceable You. Joshua Bell was the violinist with the London Symphony Orchestra under John Williams, wearing his conducting hat instead of his composing one. And a good old sing-along. Well, I was. I hope you were too. The Phantom of the Opera, Music of the Night, the Andrew Lloyd Webber Orchestra with their conductor, Simon Lee, taken from Symphonic Suites. 3:25, Margarita Taylor with us from 4, and she has wonderful company, wonderful music to take us into the first part of Wednesday evening. She's enjoying the sunshine as much as you and me are. Katia Bunachevili is Margarita's star in the spotlight all of this week. An amazing pianist and a pioneering one as well. Margarita will tell you a bit more about her, and we'll hear something, a performance by her as well, round about 6:15 on Classic FM. For you and me right now, open this up. It's an invitation. It's to a dance, and it's from Carl Maria von Weber.
Thank you.
A very spirited piece written by Carl Maria von Weber, Invitation to the Dance, the National Philharmonic Orchestra, and they were conducted by Richard Bonning. Are you ready to take it a little easier, a little later this evening? Me too.
Tonight, drift into an oasis of calm. Calm Classics with Ritula Shah. Peace, tranquility, and the most relaxing music. Listen tonight from 10. Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Music by André Gretry, Zemir et Azor. And you and me just listened to Pantomime from that work, and it was performed on Classic FM by the Richard Hickox Orchestra.
FM.
the music of John Fold's Celtic Lament, played by the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra and Zachary Oramo. And Verdi brought us the prelude to Act One of La Traviata, Daniel Oren with the Dresden Philharmonic Orchestra. 10 to 4 on Classic FM, and wedding bells are in the air.
Thank you.
Grieg, you old romantic, written for his wife, wedding day at Tröllhagen. And playing the Norwegians' music for us was the pianist Alice Sarah Ott. Thank you very much, as always, for your company this afternoon. Back with requests on Classic FM from 1 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. News and weather, and swiftly followed by Margarita Taylor to keep you company through till seven.
Classic FM.
Marking 80 years since victory in Europe, enjoy up to 50% off selected subscriptions at Find My Past. Find your relatives in the 1939 Register, a vast wartime document. Then delve deeper to discover them keeping calm and carrying on. Visit findmypast.co.uk/VEday and claim up to 50% off today. Your family history understood. Offer ends 21st of April. Terms and conditions apply.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Did you know that RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, is a common virus that feels and spreads just like a cold? But for older adults, RSV can cause serious complications like pneumonia. But you can help to protect yourself by washing hands and surfaces regularly, not touching your eyes, nose or mouth if your hands aren't clean, and also getting vaccinated. Speak to your GP practice or healthcare provider about your prevention options, or visit brsvaware.co.uk to learn more.
With LV, I can get my car insurance from just £315, just the price I'm after right now. And if I'm hit by an uninsured driver, I won't lose my no-claim discount, because insurance is simple when it's me and LV.
No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers pay £315 or less, August 2024 to January 2025. Uninsured driver promise is non-fault accident only. Other vehicle and driver details required. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
Experience the incredible true story of Welsh icon Richard Burton.
Mr. Burton, I want to be an actor.
On his journey to become one of the greatest actors of all time.
This is the chance to establish yourself as a classical actor in the most prestigious theatre in the world.
Starring BAFTA winner Toby Jones, Leslie Manville and Harry Lawty.
Make something of yourself.
In cinemas, April 4th. Find tickets at mrburtonfilm.co.uk.
This spring, transform your home in a flash with Hillary's. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, in our flash event, get an extra 10% off everything until the 17th of April. Including an extra 10% off all blinds, curtains, shutters and awnings in our sale. And with Hillary's, measuring and fitting is always included. Book your appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. But be quick. Extra 10% off everything ends the 17th of April. Conditions apply.
You could be one of the millions of UK drivers who may be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, you may have been unfairly charged hidden commission payments. My Claim Group can help you check, even if you can't remember your car or lender details. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 4 o'clock, a man has been charged with 64 offences after an investigation into remains found at a funeral director's in Hull. 47-year-old Robert Bush is due to appear in court in June to face the charges connected to an investigation into legacy funeral directors. Robin Whale, a Deputy Chief Crown Prosecutor, sent his condolences to the families affected.
The Crown Prosecution Service reminds everyone that criminal proceedings are active and defendants have the right to a fair trial. Therefore, it's extremely important that there's no reporting, commentary, or sharing information online which could prejudice these proceedings.
MPs have heard Heathrow managers were warned its power supply wasn't fully resilient days before last month's outage. The UK's busiest airport had to shut down because of a power cut caused by a fire at a nearby substation. Sir Keir Starmer says the UK is prepared for all eventualities as the world awaits an announcement from Donald Trump on tariffs.
A trade war is in nobody's interests, and the country deserves, and we will take, a calm, pragmatic approach.
In a speech in the White House Rose Garden this evening, the US president is expected to announce more taxes on goods coming into America. Up to 4,000 extra childcare places are to be made available across England from September. The government's approved funding for 300 school nurseries. People are being asked to let a part of their garden grow wild until September in an effort to boost falling butterfly numbers. The Butterfly Conservation Trust found 51 of the UK's 59 species were in decline last year. It says that was partly down to a wet spring.